guys, welcome back to Navigate Devotional. Here at Navigate, our hope and prayer is to help you engage with the Bible. It's through the Bible that God speaks, and today, as we have a conversation over this passage, we hope you're able to be refreshed, challenged, and comforted by what God says.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Navigate. I'm joined with Ryan.
Hey.
Hello, Ryan. Now, we haven't done one of these episodes in a little while.
No.
It's been a while.
Yeah,
probably since the start. This is a kind of an update for those of us who are regular listeners to our podcast. Mm. So, Ryan, first and foremost, in the last few weeks, if we've had people who have been following along Navigate, you'll notice there was some episodes I recorded with Darren, which were super helpful. If you haven't listened to that, you need to go back and listen to them. Before that, we recast some episodes.
Yeah.
Before that, I think you and I recorded that maybe 5 weeks ago, the episodes before that. So, what's been going on for you in terms of just life?
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, we had our baby, you know, recently, and then I had a spiritual renewal retreat, which was great.
Yeah.
And we got sick. Then, yeah, getting back on our feet this past week, we've been at a conference too. So, that's been more you, us, not
just
me.
Yeah, here at Southside, there was a Reach Australia conference. Mm. While we're on it, did you have anything that you were struck by on that conference?
Yeah, I think, particularly thinking about the areas of church that I'm responsible for, so ministry and maturity. Yeah, there's been some helpful things about just how can we support particularly growth group leaders and growing in their ability to disciple others. So that's been thought-provoking for me.
Yeah, it's good. For me, as we've been thinking this week, we've been thinking a lot about this idea of how can we help? How can we be a people who are deep in the Word?
Mm.
That was kind of the tagline of the conference. What does that mean for us as we individually chase after and seek God? What does it mean for Navigate? How do we, you know, help people do that and all of that sort of stuff? And also just thinking about this idea of the more that we engage with God, which is something we're deeply passionate, you know, to do and to help people do, how do we live lives that orbit around God? You know, everything in our life often revolves around ourselves or, you know, whatever distractions are in our face. But how do we live a life that orbits around and centers on God? So that means some stuff for us here at Navigate that we've been thinking about.
Mm.
Guess we'll start with the good news. We're not going to finish.
Yeah.
So that's the good news. So if you were hearing our tone in our voice and thinking this is it, well, it's not it.
Yeah, so if this isn't it, what does the future of Navigate look like? How do you think Navigate helps us, you know, orbit our lives around God, be attentive of Him?
Yes. Yeah, well, I think like we've been trying for a long time to help people navigate through the Bible. And I hope that if you've joined us over, you know, we've been going for 2 years pretty much.
Yeah.
So if anyone's ever entered the podcast game, that is a lot. Like, it's a lot of time for Ryan and myself doing that. And, you know, I'm happy with that. I saw the other day we had over 70,000 listens over these 2 years that we've pretty much been going. So to help people read the Bible and engage and navigate through God's word in that way has been awesome. And we hope that you've been able to join us in that. But as we think about how we can do that in the future better, I think we've been considering how can we make sure that our time is well spent, but also how can we encourage those who are listening to continue to live a life that orbits around God. So not just, you know, a 10-minute slot in their day, but how can we do this better? And one of the ways that we've been thinking about that is to do shorter episodes So, you know, we know that sometimes Ryan and myself, we love a chat.
Yeah. We have conversations we don't have time for. That's true.
That's right. This one's one of them. This is meant to be a 2-minute episode. But we know that, you know, we started with the intention to do 10-minute episodes and maybe that moved a little bit to 12 to 14 or something, 15 or a 19-minute episode of Why to Lift Your Hands, which is good. And we hope that you lift your hands now in church. But so we've been thinking about that and we think, well, maybe shorter episodes, but a shorter episode that operates in such a way that we go, okay, this was a taste of my engagement with God today. This helps me navigate through the Bible and what God's saying, but it's a taste to help me seek out other moments in my day to engage with God so that I can reorbit my life consistently along Him.
So it's almost like mean to build some heat.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of give you a taste of actually kind of continuing in this for the rest of the day.
Yeah. So, you know, and I guess I can share, you know, my journey in the last 6 months. So, like, we had a baby 6 months ago, pretty much. And in that time, it's been super difficult for me because my quiet times that I had a, you know, a habit of about 10 years, all of a sudden was destroyed instantly and no chance to do that. Feeling like I'm drowning. And it's only been in the last few weeks that I've realized, you know, I've always been a big advocate for big morning quiet times.
Yeah.
But realizing that the only time that I get in the day now is actually in the evening when we put Poppy, our baby, to sleep. You know, I was enjoying that time for my phone, but then it just had this kind of light bulb moment. God was gracious to go, hey, this is a moment for you to engage with me in that moment. And so, yeah, reflecting on that, but actually going, what's been helpful now is in the morning having a moment to kind of ignite the day, help me in that day, and then at night to be able to kind of catch that again.
Yeah.
And I think that our hope is that in Navigate, as we move forward, that we'll be able to kind of give you that taste. Mm. You know, in the morning on your way to work, you know, or if you've got kids, just something to help you in your day. But then something that will ignite a passion within you to come back.
Yeah.
You know, to engage with God again at some point in your day. Whether it is through opening the Word, whether it's through meeting with God's people, whether it's through prayer. You know, whether it's through some other practice or, you know, church or whatever else, that we can kind of help in that. So moving forward, we're going to move to Monday to Fridays. We'll stay with this pattern.
Yeah.
Shorter episodes. Some days it might just be me. Some days it might be me and Ryan. Some days it might be someone else along the journey. Hopefully we'll still have moments like we had last week with Darren or guests that come in. But that's kind of where we're going as a podcast, where we can help to continue to help you navigate with God, but as kind of a starting point for the rest of your day as you engage with God. Good. You got anything else to say, Ryan?
I think just, you know, kind of capturing what you're saying, you know, this isn't the end. In fact, it's, you know, navigate kind of moving forward and being, you know, more sharper and effective. And hopefully what we're hoping to see happen in our hearts as we kind of just take a moment each day just to build that habit of just setting our hearts and eyes, you know, in God's direction.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think like as we kind of move towards that over the next couple of weeks, while there's no necessarily new episodes coming out, there's a whole library there you know, treasure box, we could say. Maybe
it's gold, pure gold.
Maybe that's being a bit too generous to ourselves. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff there just to go back and maybe reminisce.
Yeah.
Maybe go back and listen to the first ones we did and realize how shocking they were.
Well, I think it is though, like, you know, the reason we need to keep coming back to this stuff is because we forget.
Yeah.
So like, you know, you can't listen, you can't, you know, we don't read the Bible and go, well, I've read it, I'm done. You know, and I think that is a helpful thing. Like, you know, it's not pure gold, but there are episodes there that's worth going back and listening to, books of the Bible that we've explored, that if you want to explore that again, yeah, go back and have a listen to it. And we'll be back in a few weeks. This isn't goodbye, Ryan.
No.
This is.
I'll see you soon.
I'm going on a break. Anyway, thanks heaps for joining us. We'll see you soon.